You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte.
Hi, Austin, and we welcome on the phone Michael Tara of the Empty Bowls Project of Paducah. Michael, your family actually started this project modestly, and it's grown leaps and bounds. Miss Laurel Black wrote a wonderful article and made a great picture of you in the Paducah Sun last Friday. You hope to feed over 1,000 people on the 15th.
Actually, I hope to feed close to 2,000 people on the 15th. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
There you go. It's at the Julian Carroll Convention Center, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, February 15th. And describe what happens and who all is collaborating with you to create benefit for the community kitchen.
That's a great question. First of all, I just want to make a little addendum. We're going to open the doors downstairs at 11 a.m. so that we can get some ticket sales before the doors upstairs open at 11:30. So people are going to want to get there early and get their tickets in hand. I'd like to talk about my collaborators first, if I can. One of the things that just makes me love our region, and especially Paducah, is how much people actually step up when they care about something. And in this case, you know, my family runs the Empty Bowls Project, and here in the studio, we probably make 1,000 of the bowls that are going to be there this weekend. But we have had over 300 different community members come to our studio and glaze one of these bowls that we've made. Many people come more than once. That's a lot of people showing up. We've had great cooperation and partnership with the Paducah School of Art and Design and their ceramics department. And I think that we've just held our fourth throw-a-thon with them, where we open the doors to anybody who wants to come and play. We had a dozen different potter's wheels spinning all at the same time last Monday, and we had people who know what they're doing, and we had people who are throwing a bowl for the first time. Of course, we brought, you know, 6 dozen cookies, and that always helps. we've also got great commercial partners that are not, they haven't put money on the table, but they've put something that's far more impressive to me. We have 16 different local food people who have agreed to bring food and personnel and set up a table at the convention center on the 15th and offer their food for free so that we can support people who need to be eating all year long. And I am just so impressed when, you know, individual restaurants and box restaurants decide to support at a local community level in this very, very intimate and direct way. It speaks volumes, and I think it's much more compelling than just writing a check. So great partners helping us bring this together. Ultimately, the why are we doing this question is that the community kitchen here in Paducah, Kentucky, served over 54,000 free meals last year. 54,000 meals in a town that has maybe 26,000 people in it. There's a huge unspoken epidemic, clearly, in our region of need, and we get to do something about that, which, you know, my great hope, of course, is that the anti-bullies project becomes obsolete. I hope that eventually everyone is eating and everyone is housed and clothed and educated. But until that point, what an amazing sort of collaboration that has, you know, generated out of this place that we live in.
Michael, you and your family established Terra Cottage Ceramics in Lower Town. Where did you come from and why did you choose Paducah? And have you done projects like this for other communities?
We came from a community of Saratoga Springs, New York, which is just slightly larger, maybe 30,000 people. And every winter looks like the winter we're having right now. Up there, only snow is measured in feet instead of inches.
Right.
We came here because my wife wanted to do something different. And I literally said to her, you choose. Choose something and we'll go do that. And she did some research and we came and visited and we fell in love with the folks here, and bam, off we go. We moved our business and our kids, and it's been great. It's been a great move for us. And yes, Victoria and I are relentless community activists, and we participate deliberately and hopefully thoughtfully, wherever we live. And I think as a family, our belief is that where you live supports you in incredible ways every single day. And as grown-ups, as adults, it's your responsibility to support your community in whatever way that you can. And because my professional schedule takes me out of town so many times during the year. I'm a full-time ceramic sculptor, and I have to travel to New York or Chicago or Atlanta to do a show. I can't participate every week doing something here in town. And so we do things like the Empty Bowls Project, where we spend a couple of very, very hard, long months pulling together a big something so that we can step up and we can contribute to the place that we live.
And of course, you're right smack dab in the middle of Lower Town Festival when it rolls around in May, so we shouldn't forget that as well. About how many miles a year do you log, do you think, in your business?
Well, actually, I get to put that number down on my taxes every year. We generally drive somewhere between 38,000 and 45,000 billable road miles for our business.
Well, it's a good thing you're full of energy. Let's shift to looking back at the bowls themselves. What do you mean when you say that these will be bisque bowls?
Ceramics is not a hasty man's game, and the process of making a bowl takes about 3 to 4 weeks. So I take raw clay, and then I sculpt it into a bowl. Sometimes I use a potter's wheel. Sometimes I just do it by hand. That raw clay needs to dry completely before I can put it into the kiln, which is the big oven, and I have to heat the clay slowly over a period of days to about 2,000 degrees, and then it has to cool slowly. So once it's gone through that first process, it's called a bisque bowl, and now it's sturdy enough for us to put the glaze on. So we've gone through all that work, and we only just now get to put the glaze on the bowl. And the glaze is really it's not paint, even though it looks like color. It's actually chemistry that if you put enough of it on the clay and then you heat it back up to 2,000 degrees, it melts and turns into colored glass, like the stained glass in a window, and seeps a little bit into the structure of the clay. So we have to go through that glazing process and put it back into the kiln, and then several days later we get to take it out, and then we finally actually have a bowl. So when we offer bisqueware bowls for people to glaze, we've already been working on them for about 2.5 weeks before people even show up to glaze them.
And every person who pays a $15 ticket for the Empty Bowls Project on Saturday, February 15th, will receive this bowl.
You know, we've tried to make it really fun. You buy a ticket, and then you get to go upstairs, and you get to walk through a gallery of handmade bowls. And you literally will be surrounded by hundreds of different bowls. And someone the other day said, wow, it's like snowflakes because there's no two that are the same. And that's really true. So with your $15 ticket in hand, you get to look at all of these hundreds of bowls and choose the one for you. You get to choose the one you get to fall in love with. And when you finish walking through the gallery, you're going to be holding the bowl that you love, and you're going to be holding your ticket, and one of our volunteers will take the ticket from you and gesture grandly for you to join the 16 different restaurants that will be arrayed around the outside perimeter of that room in the convention center. And you take that bowl that you've just selected, and you let someone fill it. And if you walk over to the pasta house table, Bob Hopman will put a salad in it. Or if you walk over to Panera's, they'll give you a beautiful baguette to go with that salad. And if you walk over to Backwoods Barbecue, they'll put their great potato thing that they make in there. And Heavenly Cakes and will have a great soup, and Artisan Kitchen will have something, and Shandy's will have something, and the Midtown Village Market will have, a variety. It's a smorgasbord. I don't even know, do we use that word anymore?
Sure.
It's this great smorgasbord of flavors and tastes from all of the people that we live with all year. And it's so when you're done, we even have a place by the exit where someone will wrap that bowl for you and put it into a cloth bag with our thanks. So you get to take your bowl home safely, and it's fun. We've got some acoustic musicians who are going to keep people entertained while they're buying tickets downstairs. And what else can I say? It's pretty remarkable.
Michael Tara, thank you for being with us today, and congratulations on all the work you've done. Again, we recommend that you check out the Empty Bowls Project the day after Valentine's Day, Saturday, and it runs from 11:30 to 2 at the Julian Carroll Convention Center in downtown Paducah. You get there a little early to get your tickets, and then you can go along. Thank you, Michael.
Kate, thank you so much.